Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Casuals. I'm Michael.
I'm a Johnny.
And this is the place to casually watch anime, or casually listen to people talk about anime. Today, we are going to be talking about, unlike our normal topics, we're going to do a slight review on fall, our fall seasonal anime, and what we're looking forward towards winter. So, we got our lists here. And... I gotta admit, before we even start talking about this, 2023 is packed full of anime. Like, we got Dr. Stone, we got Attack on Titan, Konosuba's coming back. We got Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, Mushoku Tensei, One Punch Man, and that's just stuff that I'm looking forward to and stuff that's already happened. Like this is just next season stuff. Maybe a No Game No Life one day.
One day. Just keep hoping.
If Konosuba can come back, No Game No Life can come back. But we're going to talk about kind of our highlights of fall season, because fall season was pretty good, and a little bit of what we're looking for our winter season coming up. So let's just start with a few of our, like, I guess our most... I guess the colloquial or the popular opinion probably saying Chainsaw Man is probably the star of this fall season that's going on right now. Huge manga, huge anime, done pretty faithfully to the manga from what I hear.
I heard something pretty funny. I don't know how much it's true.
You know, yeah.
Casual. There was some petition to have it redone because... There's some group of people who don't like how it's being done, and I just think that's really funny.
Did you know why?
It's just because the adaptation is different than the manga or something.
Like, just slightly?
Some parts of it are just different. I don't know what it was, but it made me laugh. And I guess the whole thing is like they wrote a 700-page essay to support it. And I don't know. It just made me laugh. Yeah, so... Chainsaw Man, I hope they keep doing what they're doing, because I'm okay with it.
Don't listen to petition people. I mean, to be honest, that's a more of a self thing, like... You know, partitions. There's always somebody who's upset about something, and they will write 700 pages to get your, like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say pages? Because I was definitely wrong. That's 700 words. It was not. Oh,
like,
was
my
crazy.
God.
Did I say pages?
You did say pages.
Hey, Kaido is 32 or whatever the number was. Anyway, okay, my bad. Yeah, it's not 700.
Johnny, I was like, holy crap. Like, that's a lot. Like, these people went on a dissertation. They wrote a book about why they hate it. 700 words? Not bad. Like, that's...
I just shouldn't look things up at all.
No, you just stop it.
Because I just twist it and I make it way better than it actually is.
It was 700 books. They wrote these
700 books published.
Yeah. Oh, my God. God, Johnny, you freaked me out. I think we could both say, though, that we both are enjoying Chainsaw Man a lot.
It's super good. Super fun.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
And Denji is absolutely this guy right here.
There's only so many things in life that matter. And most of them are boobies.
I think we can all agree as a populace. People like boobies. People do like
the world
movies.
Would be better.
Yeah. Is there anything specific that you're like kind of reached out to you, Johnny? Because I have obviously one. Mine is a Spy X Family.
Uh-huh.
It's adorable. It like kind of reaches to me like as a story writing, like a storytelling perspective. Is that there's like big old action points in the background, but that everybody's kind of going through it on their own, you know. And I think just the creative storytelling behind Spy X Family be like, yeah, well, you know, even the child can be super interesting. Because, like, while she's not doing anything crazy, she's got the perspective on both of her parents to be like, my life is so exciting. But just because I'm not a part of what they're doing doesn't mean it's not, like, super exciting. So,
well, luckily, she's got these crazy powers. But, I mean, let's be honest. She's dumb. So she's watching these spy cartoons, spy shows, and she's like, yes, that's my idol. And she wants to do that, like any kid. They want to pretend like what they're watching. So now she's making bad decisions and, you know, it's great. It's creating conflict and interesting situations. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny. I mean, we're going to go into it a little bit, you know, more later. How many more spy shows are apparently just popping up out of the woodwork?
Yeah.
I don't know. People were just like, it's so easy. Oh my God, why didn't we think of this? But Spy Family is awesome. Mm-hmm. I admittedly there are things that I would like more of, but it's a good show.
Yeah.
For me, I got really surprised from Mob Psycho this season.
Oh yeah.
Mob's been pretty awesome, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I waited for All of English to come out, which actually I didn't have to wait that long because they started just releasing it at the same time, which was also just super awesome.
Very rare.
I don't know if it's done quite yet because I just haven't bothered to find out, but they just did see episode 12, mm-hmm. I think. And if it ends there, I mean, I'd be like, okay, that's crazy. But I mean, that's fine too. I mean, it has an interesting ending to it. And
yeah.
Mob was awesome.
Yeah, with yours, my most surprising anime of the season was probably Blue Lock. Like, that came out of watching a sport anime is a very, like, niche thing. And I only give a few sports anime even a try. And I tried Haikyuu because I had friends who were like, yo, yeah, watch Haikyuu. Like, it's really fun. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. And then I binged through, like, 70 episodes. It was, like, it was really good.
Yeah.
From Haikyuu, I was like, okay, I'll give sports anime a shot. And I watched Ahiro no Sora, watched Sumo, watched a couple other sports anime. And they kind of lived up. Like, they were fun.
That's sports anime.
That is a sports anime. And it even spawned its own sport in Brazil.
Awesome. It would be Brazil.
Yeah, but they're fully like padded, like because it's actually dangerous to do that.
Hey, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Like you it's really fine. Shouldn't be whacking your hips against other people's hips constantly. It's not very like natural.
No, not yet. We'll get there.
And
you just gotta work those specific muscles.
Yes. And if I'm mistaken, boobs are not supposed to be smashed into each other or people. Even however fun that may be for you. But Blue Lock did what I like about sports anime, which is up it a little bit and make it dramatic. Mm-hmm. Like, make it more interesting than the actual sport is. And no offense to, like, football or soccer, if you Americans out there. I'm American, but, you know. I grew up watching soccer, but there's something about, like, if we go back to the days of Shaolin soccer, just taking a little bit extra and making it a little silly. Or making it a little more dramatic and adding a little supernatural feel to it makes it anime. Mm-hmm. I don't want like Orange Pride was the hockey anime. That was boring to me. Sorry to anybody who enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it because the first 5 episodes it was like, how do we learn hockey? Well, we've never played before. It's like, okay, well, I don't care. Like, I'm not here to watch you learn the sport because I already know hockey. I'm here to watch you excel and be the top of the game and explain to me why you're kicking the ball this way is your super move. So, like, Blue Lock goes into, like, oh, you're really good at dribbling. You're really good at long distance. You're really good at reading the field. Like, all of these things that are important in soccer and make you appreciate it. Like, Haikyuu did the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, Blue Lock, long-winded explanation, coming out of left field as being a surprising anime.
No, I'll give you that. I mean, even I started watching, I wasn't super interested in it from, I don't know if it was like the first episode, maybe it was the first 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Didn't really grab me, but, you know, I stuck with it, and now I'm kind of leaning into it, though admittedly, it's running out of time, and I hope it kind of does something more.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn on the brightness on my iPad, that's crazy. I'm not at some campfire telling stories.
Woo!
Man, you know, another one that I'm going to kind of channel my inner Lucky a little bit and talk about a relationship anime that I've been watching. Yeah,
go ahead.
It's called More Than a Married Couple, But Not Lovers. That has been an interesting kind of ride. I didn't know really what to expect from it, but basically, whatever high school these kids are at, they do a program where they act like they're married.
Yeah.
They live in a space and, you know, they live together and do all this kind of stuff. And, you know, these two pairs get teamed up and they actually want to be with the other. So it's this like Yaru and this shy dude. And then this really, I want to describe her as like as homely, like the, I guess, I don't know, perfect girl next door kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a popular dude. And, you know, like I said, they want to be the other person. And I don't know, it's just been a fun ride just watching these relationships kind of change and evolve. And so I don't know. It's been a surprise for me, I guess, as far as, you know, fall anime. I mean, there's been a lot that have gone under the radar, and there could be a lot more that I'm just not thinking of, but...
Oh, that's why I was...
I wanted to mention, yeah.
I was going to ask you, because that was, like, our kind of under the radar surprising anime, right? Is there a disappointing anime that you thought was going to be good and kind of let down by? And is there, like, one that you would absolutely recommend to somebody? I'm going to skip talking about Bleach and My Hero.
Sure.
They're great. We got it.
Yeah, that's
fair. One I think is disappointing, and I think that's probably a controversial opinion, is The Eminence in Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching it. Johnny and I are watching it together, and there is certain parts that are stunningly cool. Like, there's a nuke that goes off partway through the anime, and, like, the main character talks about wanting to be strong enough. Like, that was based, like, his whole thing in his normal life was, oh, well, I could be stronger than every human in the world, but a nuke could still kill me. So his goal in this new life is to be stronger than a nuke. And he has this whole thing about going, oh, well, if I am the nuke, then I'm stronger than one. And it's like, okay. And so that happens at some point. It's really cool. But the plot lines are like, they're like spiders. They arc out, and then there's just like a tapestry of going, like, I don't quite know, like, all of the people who are in this anime and why I care about them. Because there's an underlying story of him wanting to be the B character. And so there's like silly moments, compatible with serious moments. That's kind of...
It's hard to take him serious when it seems like every time he's like, oh, I've been struck down and out of view. Behold, I am the Eminence of Shadow.
Yeah.
And then it's... Like, he gets knocked out of a window and just pops, I think, back in through the same window. Or maybe he just makes a new hole in the wall. So yeah. I don't know how nobody's really asking those questions. I didn't really have any huge disappointments, to be honest. I mean, I picked my anime pretty decently, I guess, in that regard.
Good job, Doug.
I'm still trying to find some here that...
Well, I'll pitch one more while you're doing that.
One that I wanted to see, which I guess wasn't good, because you watched the first, I think, episode or two, was Reincarnated as a Sword.
I was not impressed with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was one I wanted to see, but I mean, that kind of steered me away for a minute. I was waiting for the English to come out, too. Another one that I keep seeing pop up in as far as, like, oh, people are really loving this is Boshi the Rock, so I might have to start watching that. Apparently that's about it's just another typical anime about a shy girl who finds her niche and, you know, lets loose.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, being herself.
Oh, I know you're also trying to watch Urusei Yatsura.
Which one's that?
The remake of that girl who, like, wears leopard print.
I was thinking about underwear. It just because it looked interesting. I haven't started it yet.
Okay, I just knew that was like that was a remake of a really popular like classic waifu style thing.
As far as hard recommendations, I don't know. The only one I would really want to recommend is probably Beast Tamer.
Yeah,
it's not especially. I don't know. There's something about it that just, it's really fun to watch.
Solid.
Maybe it's just because I like to watch, you know, I like not watch, but play D&D, you know, kind of video game stuff. So this kind of like gets my imagination going. But Beast Tamer is a really fun ride as far as that, because it kind of takes the whole Beast Tamer idea and just kind of elevates it and kind of expands it.
It's almost like it's the idea of Goblin Slayer, where it's like, what if goblins were the biggest enemy? This one's like, what if Beast Tamers could do more than, like, what their RPG companions can do?
Yeah.
So, like, and, like, all throughout the anime, they're always like, that's not what Beast Tamers can do. He's like, I'm just an average Beast Tamer. They're like, you're not. You're absolutely not.
That's true.
That's
a big thing about the show.
Yeah, because it's like, if you're a Beast Tamer, eventually they're just animals you're working with and, like, aren't supernatural animals. But it's like, yeah, but what if you had the ultimate animals? animals.
Yeah, and even whatever is so mysterious about that guy's tribe. But yeah, Beast Tamer was pretty good.
Yeah. One that I need to watch is Golden Kamuy Season 4. That's just on the docket.
That's another one that just really slid under, and I'm sad about it.
Along with, I think it's from the previous season, not Dungeon Only I Can Enter, Can You Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? That season came out completely under my radar.
I ended up finding that midway, and man, that is a season.
It's a good season?
Holy crap.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty nuts.
Okay.
Some gnarly stuff happens there.
Yeah. So add that to the list. I think with that, unless there's any other anime you want to talk to.
I have another channel of my lucky, a rom-com. I'm the villainess, so I'm Taming the Final Boss.
Oh, yeah.
It's been just a fun one.
The final boss is the boy that she's trying to tame, right?
Yeah.
Something to the fact, okay.
I mean, at the same time, it's totally like a villainess where, she doesn't want to die. She knows that if, this guy goes nuts, he will kill everybody.
Yeah.
So that's game over. So she's really trying to, stick with it. But turns out, they really like each other. Blah, blah, blah.
Rom-com.
And really, if anything, it's just nice because she's not supposed to be the character she is. So she is, connecting with this demon dude and really making all this demon stuff her own stuff. So she's crazy.
She crazy. Well, that's one of those ones that I'm like, I'll watch it when I got time.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're ready to go to winter 2023. Which should be starting in like a week or two, by the start of this recording. And I think possibly top of my list for winter is Trigun Stampede. I'm showing Johnny right now, the original Trigun. I'm gonna show him like kind of some, anime roots kind of stuff. It's kind of like Full Metal. It's like watching stuff that is kind of gave birth to today's anime. And I'll be honest, the animation is crazy, like wildly different. It's not even like Bleach level where it's like new Bleach to old Bleach is very night and day, but this new Trigun versus old Trigun is very different. Like it's using those, hey, we learned 3D animation and now we're going to use it.
Yeah. But you know what? I actually really like it, and it makes me very excited for the show.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, Trigun is just kind of okay. I get why you'd like it, because it has very, black and white dramaticism to it, and it's really cool in that respect. And he's this crazy guy with a crazy, arm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is going to be nice about this new one is this animation kind of lends itself in a really good way, because you're going to be able to get that kind of old-school anime cartoonishness, but then you're also going to be able to get these gnarly action sequences and fights. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Trigun really needs. So really, I'm excited to see Trigun Stampede, just to see what it's going to do and kind of be able to, its range of showing me what I'm going to be seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if Stampede is a, because I don't know, obviously, it's a, is it a remake or is it a continuation?
It's not a remake. It's a prequel to...
Prequel?
Yes. But it is a prequel because I believe it actually had a manga that came out. There's a manga that's called Trigun Stampede.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about... because basically when we catch Trigun, the original series, it's kind of at the tail end of what, like what the brothers are going through.
Okay.
And like they've both lived, like obviously from looking at Bash's body, like he's lived a life by that point, and we kind of get sprinkles of their like childhood. Mm-hmm. I think Trigun Stampede takes place like before the series.
Okay.
So, and then like the battle between Knives and Bash before that.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. What are you looking forward to, Johnny? Top of your list.
As I look at this real close, I have a couple that are really close, but I think Revengers might be up there for me. It's this whole medieval, just crazy fate nonsense that I love. It's going to have crazy action sequences and just insane power scaling, and I love seeing all that stuff. It's so awesome. And it's even, I think, made by the people who made Akudama Drive, which was also a really awesome anime. It had some intense action sequences, and so I'm excited to see what this will bring as far as, people are going to get hit in the face, and I'm excited for that. So I don't know how it's going to go story-wise, but with the whole fate angle to it, it could be good. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Revengers is high on my list probably, though.
Yeah. Beast of Ours is also high on my list. I think it was just like, it's like a JRP fantasy story where giant beasts basically are the ones who made this land, and then humans took over it with the help of the gods, and there's like conflict there. So I'm like, it looks really cool. Plus it looks like the creatures might have like the inspiredness of Studio Ghibli, where it's like like the giant deer head god that turns into like a goopy mess. And I'm hoping that we're going to see a lot of very unique monsters and beasts come out of that anime. Because it looked like it had some high-end animation, or like animation that really took advantage of their budget. So one that I'm worried about, but seems cool, is High Card. Either it's going to be stupid and I'm not going to watch it.
I hope it's going to be just on that line of, you know, good. Just because I like the whole idea of like card fights. It's like if Gambit had his own universe in anime. And so I'm so excited for it. I'm like, yes, that could be amazing. Or yeah, it's going to be totally stupid.
Yeah, it's a very, it's risky. It's a risky anime.
So I don't know. I'm still hoping they'll do something awesome with it. I don't know what they're going to do as far as range of powers. I mean, there was a guy in this anime that I tried to get you to watch, Super Crooks.
Yeah.
His power, every time he picks a card, he gets a new power.
That's cool.
Out of like a deck. Yeah, cool. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that really screws him over. But it's pretty awesome. So I don't know if how it's going to differ, but that's what I'm imagining. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Oh.
Gambit.
Gambit.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, shoot. I think three others that are kind of up on the list for me is Spy Classroom. I don't think it's going to like change the anime game out there, but I think it'll be interesting. You know, kind of like I feel like Classroom Elite and Assassination Classroom kind of put together. Mm-hmm. We got Tomo-chan as a girl. We got I was talking to Johnny from looking at the top 15, top 20 lists out there and just looking at the season itself. This seems like a romance comedy season.
There's a couple rom-coms coming out, and I think I'm more excited for that one. I didn't catch the other names because I didn't write them down.
Yeah.
Because they didn't seem as interesting.
Yeah.
But I did keep a track of Tomo-chan, so I don't know.
Looks out adorable.
All three of them that I can remember, that one I'm probably most interested personally.
Yeah, I think that's basically it for all I remembered. I don't know if there's anything else on your list.
Yeah, the only one that I have, I'm interested in Spy Dads. I don't know, I can't
Spy remember. Daddies.
It gives me such a fun vibe, and I don't know, maybe that's what I was hoping to get from Spy Family a little more. I think I'm going to get this here, where it's going to be two dudes who don't know, they shouldn't probably be working with each other, and they probably shouldn't have, you know, any charge of a kid. And that's what I'm excited for. It's going to be them like just messing this up, but then cleaning it up all very nicely because they're spies. So I Spy Dads. Yeah. I'm excited for that. I think that's going to be good.
I think you're right as well. You know, with the Trigun thing, I think with the new animation, they can do a little bit more to show off like the world, but,
oh, that too. I mean, whatever that movement sequence was in that,
it was really good
clip we saw,
Bofuri's coming back. So I had a few friends basically in the past like couple months basically say, I started watching this show about you know, this girl who ups her defense. And I'm like, ah, Bofuri, got it.
That's if you want Shield Hero, but everything goes absolutely right. Like you don't
insanely right.
There's no rape allegations, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's no problems. Just this little girl living forever.
And in her best life.
Yeah.
In her absolute best life.
Whatever game that is great. And it's new enough that she can break all of it anyway.
I don't see anything else on this list that I think is worthwhile to mention. Of course, we have a bunch of other like season two stuff of certain things. But I think that's basically winter.
Uncle from Another World was cool. But that's fall. Never mind.
Oh, that was last season. Yeah. I think that is our winter coming up. If you have anything that you're excited about or any highlights from fall that you're really excited about, let us know in the comments or email us at animecasualsreal@gmail.com. You can also, you know, check out other casual brands in the link tree down below. Otherwise, you know, we always say it. You know, we gotta keep
it
casual.
Happy holidays.
And a happy new year.